The Rapid City Pier and Eastern Railroad is looking to update its locomotive fleet to carry heavier and longer trains across South Dakota. The current fleet of 45 locomotives are from the 1970s. Senior Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs for RCP&E, Jerry Vest, says they are looking to bring in 1990-era power to meet customer demand.
These locomotives will be more efficient, more powerful, more horsepower than our existing fleet. They will give us the ability to do some things that we just simply cannot do today. And one example is to run distributed power. We could embed a locomotive in the middle of a train in Rapid City and have it run remote under the control of the locomotive engineer and the lead locomotive to Pier. And that would significantly help us over the PRC.
The newer engines are larger than the ones looking to be replaced, and that means RCP&E is looking to replace its 1905 roundhouse in Huron.
The roundhouse really was never designed for heavy repairs, even with the steam locomotive. We have a very small but totally inadequate overhead crane that has been jerry-rigged into the roundhouse, but there is no workable overhead crane, as there should be to do that type of work in the building itself. The roof is just simply too low. The space is cramped, and it's just reached the end of its useful life.
The railroad wants to use a consolidated rail infrastructure and safety improvement, or CRISI grant, to help pay for a new three-track locomotive shop. The project is proposed at $23 million. Vest asked the State Rail Board Wednesday to consider adding some of the newer locomotives to the grant request.
It's reasonable, I believe, that we could ask for more than a $12 million CRISI. And I don't mean $20 or $30 million, but enough to acquire a handful of these newer, reconditioned, more fuel-efficient locomotives. It would change, obviously, the total cost of the project, and it would change our match, but it will not change what we're asking of the rail board or the State Department of Transportation in terms of supporting the project.
The State Railroad Board approved the Department of Transportation to work with RCP&E on a $28 million CRISI grant for that work. It would be split 50-50 with the railroad and the grant for the locomotive shop and up to 8 locomotives.